Left-hander Al Jackson is going for the New York Mets tonight against this all-rookie Houston team. Veteran, 4 years in the National League. Jackson, a lefty. Born in Waco, but makes his home right here in Houston now. He'll be looking at Sonny Jackson, Joe Morgan, and Jim Wynn here in the bottom of the first. Sonny Jackson making his Major League debut tonight. 19 years and 2 months old for the left-handed hitting shortstop. 297 batting average at Modesto this year with three homers and 37 runs batted in. And Jackson's first pitch to Jackson is low ball one. 1-0. One ball and no strike. Morgan waits to bat next. The Colt 45s occupying the third base dugout here at Colt Stadium. Just a delightful night for baseball with that little north wind coming in over the left field fence. One ball and no strikes on Sonny Jackson. Jackson stole 61 bases this year in the minor leagues. Hit Modesto. One ball and no strike windup by Al Jackson. And the pitch is a swing and a high foul. It'll be looped down the left side. This doesn't quite reach the stands down past the coaching box down the left side. And it's one ball and one strike. 1-1 on Sonny Jackson. Al Jackson, 12 wins and 17 losses. Coming on today. This is the best season that Jackson has had in the big leagues. Came up with Pittsburgh originally in 1959 and then went in the expansion draft to the New York Mets. Here's the pitch, and there's a line drive to first base. Harkness had to move back a little bit for it. A little soft liner, not hit overly hard, as Jackson pulls that one down the right field line, and there's one away. Tim Harkness makes the play at first for New York. Ron Hunt is at second base with Al Moran at short, and Jim Hickman is at third. Chris Cannizzaro is working the plate for Al Jackson with Dick Smith in center. Frank Thomas in left field and Joe Christopher is in right field. Here's Morgan. Morgan batting 267, and this is his first year. Morgan enters this ball game tonight, which I guess would be on the historic side with so many youngsters playing and at even 20 years old. One run batted in for Morgan. This is his first year in the big leagues. Batted 263 at Modesto and 332 at Durham before he moved up to the big leagues. Left-handed hitting Joe Morgan swings and misses in a strike one. One strike off Al Jackson. Bottom half of the first, New York and the Colt 45s are nothing and nothing. One strike on Morgan. And Jackson's pitch on the way to him is a swing and a foul. Tapped in behind Morgan, in behind him off the right side of the plate. So the left-hander for New York gets up in front of Morgan, and so too. Jimmy Wendell, bad night. It's been a good homestand for the Colt 45s as they wind down the season with their last three games here against New York. Two strikes on Morgan. Wind up in the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Morgan strikes out. Kind of pulled a string a little bit on him that one. And Morgan goes for the changeup and is fooled by Al Jackson, and they're two away. Jackson's posted 135 strikeouts now for the year. Here's Jimmy Wynn batting 234. Two outs and nobody on. Wynn is 21 years and 6 months old and batting at 234. He has four home runs and 24 runs batted in. Those of you just joining us, all rookie team starting for the Colt 45s here on this 27th day of September 1963, and team that averages out to 19 years and 9 months. So we're breaking down their ages here as Wynn is 21-6, as we mentioned. Ball too low, 1-0. One ball and no strikes on Jimmy Wynn. Jackson, both pitchers kind of small. I mentioned that Dahl comes in at 5'9", 180, and 5'10", 165 for the left-hander for the Mets, Al Jackson. One ball and no strikes. Jackson all ready to work. Here's a base hit into left field over Hickman's head. Well, Jimmy Wynn got a little bit of a late start on that one, but shot it right over Hickman's head. Not an overly hard hit ball. Thomas easily goes over and plays it back in, and Wynn is on with a base hit. Oh, with two down, that will bring on Rusty Staub. Staub, a left-handed batter. Staub at 293 at Durham. 19 years and 5 months old for Rusty Staub. 218 batting average for Rusty. Six home runs and 41 runs batted in. First pitch is low, ball one. 1-0 to Staub. Went on first base and two men are out. 12 wins, 17 losses, 4.09 earned run average for Al Jackson. Wynn takes his lead off first base. And Jackson working out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. There goes Wynn down to second base. Swing and a miss by Staub. The throw by Cannizzaro, and he is out. They got him. Al Moran, the shortstop. Wynn out trying to steal second. Staub took a good rip on that pitch, but Cannizzaro gunned him down to the Mets shortstop, and that retires the side. No runs and one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of one here at Colt Stadium, the New York Mets nothing, and the Colt 45s nothing.